from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation. It's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Bereshit, a good world. If we look at the beginning of Bereshit, the beginning of Genesis, we see something very interesting. That basically the major theme is Tov Vara, good and evil. First, we have Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, over and again, every single day, with some exceptions, sometimes it's twice. It says, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, that God saw the earth, that it was good. So, the whole idea of the world is that he made things that were good. Then he said, you know, Lo Tov Eyot Adam Vado, it's not good for man to be alone. He saw the Vayar Hashem, Ki Rabba Rabata Ra'ata Adam Ba'aretz. He saw that the people were not good, and God became very upset about that. He gave us the tree of good and knowledge, Tov Vara, the knowledge of good and evil. So the idea of good and evil, very much an important theme. But basically, when the world was created, there was no question. Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, things were the way they were supposed to be. But as Rabbi Ezra Bick of Yeshivat Har Tzion points out, there's one exception. There's one thing that's not so good, and that is Ha'adam. When man was created, there, it does not say good. As a matter of fact, it was Lo Tov Eyot Adam Vado. It's not good for man to be alone, but it doesn't say that God saw man and it was good. The only man who was said to be good was Moshe. Da Tero Toki Tovu, that his mother saw that he was good. That every mother, hopefully, looks at a baby and sees the potential for good. When it comes to the human being has this tremendous potential, not only for good, but also for evil. Whereas a tree, if the tree is the way it's supposed to be, it's tov, it's good. If the grass is the way it should be, then the grass is tov, it's good. If a orangutan or a hippopotamus is doing what a hippopotamus is supposed to do, then it's good. But when it comes to human being, that is up to us. God has given us a choice, it says at the end of the Torah, between good and evil. We have to choose between the good and the evil. But there's no question that God intended it for good for everyone. As the Gemara says in Sota 14a, Reb Simloi says that the Torah tchilas gemilus chasadim v'sofa gemilus chasadim. But the beginning and the end of Torah, it's all about kindness. God made skins for Adam and Eve, even though we had sinned. He was doing good for us. The whole Genesis is all about that there is a God, and he has made this world for us. He is good. He provides for us. Even if he takes away our last breath, but he gave us the breath to begin with. There is no way of complaining about life, because everything you do have, it comes from God. God opens his hand and provides for every living thing. At some point, we're not living anymore. But until that moment, God is good. He's Hatov Ameti. He does good. He is good. His name is good. Hatov Shimcha. His name is good. Tov is one of the names of God. The Gemara in Zvachim says that a certain Rabbi Ezra was trying to show that he was also a Talmud Chacham, also a great sage. He was trying to prove himself to Rabbi Preda. And he says there in Zvachim 53b, in Gimel and Beis there in Zvachim, I'm sorry, Menachos, in the recent Dafyomi, there he says that Yavotov, a good person should come, and Yikabeltov, he should get something good, Mitov, from someone who is good, Latovim, for the people who are good. Who is that? The good one is Moshe, because as we said, his mother said she was Tov, he was good, she saw that he was good, so she tried to save him. And you should get the Tov. The Tov is the Torah, as it says in Mishlei, Ki lekach tov natati lechem. I gave you a good lesson. You should keep it. That's what we say when we put away the Torah. It's a verse in Mishlei. And you should get the Torah from the good one. Who's that? God. Tov Hashem lakol. God is good to everyone, as we say in the Ashrei. And you should give it. Give that Torah, which is good, to the good people. Who are they? The Jews. Hetiv Hashem latovim. God does good for the good ones, referring to Israel, the Jewish people. In potential, we are the good ones. So the whole Torah is about giving goodness to the good ones. Try to be good. God who is good, gives us good things. The one who gave us the Torah was good. It's all about that. And the end of the Torah is also about goodness, because at the end of the Torah, God buried Moses. At the beginning of the Torah, he clothes Adam and Eve. At the end of the Torah, he buries Moses. No one else is there, so God has to bury him himself. God is involved in goodness. That's why we try to emulate him. The Gemara here in Sotah says we should walk in God's ways. God is good. We should try to be good. It's all about good. So when we turn to the Mesilas Yesharim, when we see the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, the great Italian mystic and writer, when he says at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim that God wants us to enjoy, it's true in the next world, that in the end of days we'll have great joy in the next world, but it was supposed to be in this world too. He put us in Gan Eden. He put us in Gan Eden, a place flowing with gold and rivers. It was supposed to be only good. When sin arrived, things weren't as good. But ultimately, even after sin, God gave us a kindness. He made garments, either of leather or of light, for us. Kodnot Or. God is all about goodness. Even when there's death, we say, Kishem Jerecha Tov, Kahn Verchara. We should even bless God for bad things that happen. We always want to remember that God is good. There's only one thing. As we say in Kohelet, Elokim asad adam yashar v'hem v'kshu chishbonot rabim. God made things straight, good, but we messed it up. As Rabbi Nathan Greenblatt once said, regarding Psalm 104, the Baruch Hinafshi we say every Rosh Chodesh, it's a beautiful word. Baruch Hinafshi Hashem, my soul praises God. Oh, it's beautiful. Hashem, Tziporim Yikanenu, God makes high places for the birds to make their nests, and he made the sun so we can go out to work, and then the sun goes down so we can all rest, and the animals of the night can come out. It's such a beautiful world. There's only one thing. Yitamu chata'im in aretz, usha'im odinam. Then baruch hinafshi Hashem. If we could just get rid of the sinners, if we just get rid of as a wife of Reb Meir said, not the sinners, but the sins, if we can get rid of the sins, then there wouldn't be any wicked people anymore, then it would truly be a beautiful world, a world where everything is tov, even the human being. That's the greatest challenge. Our challenge is to make ourselves into one who could truly be called the tov. Because ultimately, heitiv Hashem atovim, ultimately, God wants to do good for those who are good. If we can do good, this world could be a beautiful world. Well, thank everyone for joining us here today at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thank you for joining us.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.